All right, I'm fired up to talk sports now. Thank you very much for that. Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're quite pleased to be joined by Dave Justice right now, former three-time All-Star, a guy who has a couple of world championship rings as well. And Dave, I guess I'll begin. I know that, you know, you still probably have some love in your hearts for the Braves. You were the Rookie of the Year there. You went through a lot of bad times and one good year with them as well. And do you feel really terrible for them this morning?
Well, and you're right. You know, the Braves, that's my heart, man. That's the team that drafted me. I played most of my years there. And I do feel bad for them. You know, I feel bad for the city, those guys. Because, you know, when it comes down to the last game of the season and you lose like that, you know, it makes you think back to all those games that were played this summer. Those games that you may have let one get away from you that you didn't think was that big a deal, a game back in April, a game in May, and then when you come down to the last game of the season having to decide if you're going to make it to the playoffs, you know, those games come back and haunt you, you know, mentally. And I think that's what's going on with the Braves today.
Well, you think about it, Dave, in a long dog days of summer, you know, go on maybe a road trip and you drop a couple in a row and you figure it's no big deal. And the Red Sox are now pointing to that 0-6 start they had. And we keep seeing year in, year out, especially with the wild card, every game does matter, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and it's a very true statement. And it's really hard to get guys to buy into that when you're just talking about a game played in May. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It really does highlight that. The fact that each game is very important, and you just can't let games get away, because you may need that win, you know, in April, that big win in May, so that you're not in the position that the Braves found themselves in yesterday.
Now, one more question about the Braves. I'm going to talk a little bit about Moneyball as well. But, you know, when you got traded to the Indians, and you were fantastic for the Indians, I'm sure – that must have been a shock to your system when that trade went down, when Schuerholz pulled the trigger on that.
Yeah, it was. It really was a shock to me, and it hurt because, you know, the only team that I had ever wanted to play for was the Braves. So, you know, when you're and the way it happens in sports is so quick. I mean, they call you into the office, and they tell you, we've traded you, here's a phone number to the other team, and, hey, take care, good luck. And you find yourself within 48 hours, 72 hours, in a totally different environment, different streets. I always say different Starbucks. You got to get a house. You got to get a phone. And then you got all new teammates. So, I mean, it's something that is very tough, and especially when you are going from a team that you truly loved and being shipped out. So, yeah, it was tough, but I tell you what. It actually turned out to be a wonderful thing because I had great four years in Cleveland. It was a great place to play. And then, you know, winning another World Series with the Yankees and then ending up in Oakland. You know, the second part of the latter part of my career, you know, rounded out nicely when I left the Braves.
Well, you think about it, Dave, and, yeah, you know, you win a World Series with the Yankees and you think, well, geez, maybe I got one more year left in me and I'll, you know, take a flyer with the A's, and then look how that turned out now. You got a movie. There's a guy depicting you in a movie. I bet you never expected a 20-game win streak in a movie some 10 years later for that last year in Oakland, did you?
No, you're exactly right. That last year was my last year in the big leagues. I was 36 years old, and I remember coming to spring training that year knowing already that my role was going to be one of a leader of a bunch of young guys, showing them the way. I had a lot of playoff experience that I could offer those guys. We had a very talented team with, you know, solid starting pitching in Mulder, Zito, and Hudson. We had a young Chavez. We had Tejada, Jermaine Dye. We had a really good team. And that 20-game win streak that we had was phenomenal. But, yeah, you're right. I would never, ever in a million years would I have thought that they would make a movie in which that team would be highlighted the way it is right now at the box office.
Of course, Moneyball, a movie that I enjoyed as a lifelong A's fan. There's a scene in the movie where Brad Pitt is talking to the guy who portrays you, Stephen Bishop, and apparently you're in a batting cage, and there's a little bit of,
yeah.
I don't want to call it an altercation, but a little maybe tete-a-tete there. How true was that event when Billy supposedly talked to you in the cage like that? And how true was the movie overall? Because it's a movie. Some of it's going to be fictional, obviously.
Right, exactly. And, you know, every scene in which the guy that plays me, Stephen Bishop, is involved, never happened. but again, you have to remember that the movie is not about David Justice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the movie is about Billy Bean and the Oakland A's and the whole Moneyball idea of things. But, that scene, Billy and I had a great relationship. I thought I played a great middleman between what he was trying to accomplish with our young players, because he could give me the message knowing that I would take that message and try to get it out of the players. We had a great relationship from day one. I knew that I was going to be a leader of that team. I mean, I had all the experience. I had the World Series. I had played all those years. Some of these guys were just getting started in their career. It was just natural and easy for them to look to me to be a leader, and I embraced it. Billy and I never needed to have a conversation in a batting cage or anywhere where he had to convince me to be a leader. That wasn't even necessary, and Billy will tell you that as well. But in movies, it's a movie. You know, they've got to sometimes create some type of adversarial aspect sometimes just because it's a movie. But I thought all in all it was a great movie. I think it did a great job of depicting the struggles of a GM who is part of an organization that doesn't really like to spend a lot of money, but yet, you know, he really wants to win, and he's trying to find ways in which to get it accomplished outside of just going out and spending a lot of money. And I think it showed a lot into, you know, Billy's desire to want to be successful and to change, you know, and evolve and just try to figure it out. I thought Brad Pitt did a great job.
So you didn't tell Hatterberg good luck with that while you were eating a bowl of cereal?
Hey, but you know what? No, that never happened. But if there's any scene in that movie that I would say closely depicts me, it would be that scene. Because that is something that I could see myself saying to him, hey, well, good luck with that, man. Like, you know, being funny. But all that other stuff, like, you will never see an assistant general manager sitting beside a player on an airplane. That will never happen. That will never happen. Okay? And Billy and I never needed that conversation. And obviously, you know, I didn't have to put a dollar into a machine to get a soda.
Right.
And that just, you know. But again, I thought the guy who played me did a great job of getting my swing down.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did a great job of making his playing ability look authentic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they had a guy who was athletic play me.
A couple more questions for former All-Star Dave Justice. And we know something that did happen is that when you guys went on the 10-game road trip and Billy said, wouldn't it be great if we went 7-3, you said, hey, we can't win all 10 unless we win today. And then you said that before every game, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I don't think that made it into the movie, though.
No, it did not. Now, that's a little side story I know as an A's fan, yeah. But yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We used to always say that. We can't sweep if we don't win the first game. So that can apply to everything, you know. Without a doubt. The movie's not about David Justice,
mm-hmm.
but I had a huge leadership role with that team, and I embraced it from day one until the last day. One of the best speeches that I ever delivered in my playing career came the day after we won the 20th game, when I told the guys about all the great teams I've played for that have never done what we just did, never accomplished it, that they should look in the mirror and believe that they are the type of team that can win a World Series and that they're that good. I gave them such a great speech. We went out and lost the next night. We lost game number 21. And some of the guys came in and joked and said, Dave, that was a great speech, but don't give them speeches no more, man.
That's a good one.
The next day. We lost in Minnesota.
All right, one more question for you, for Dave Justice. When I was watching the movie, you know, Art Howe was one of my favorite managers I ever had to deal with, and Philip Seymour Hoffman might be a good actor, but he obviously, or the director, whatever, they didn't try to actually find out what that guy was like. They made him seem like such a hard ass and talking about his contract in the hallway, and now I hear that Art Howe's pretty upset about it, but even though it's just a movie, that's his name on that character. And what your impressions about Art Howe and how he was portrayed?
Well, and first of all, remember something. There's a lot of people that are going to watch this movie and believe that every scene actually happened.
Right.
Because I have already been amongst those type of individuals that when I told them, hey, this didn't happen, they were like, are you serious? Like, they couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it dawned on me that if you're not portrayed the way that you actually are, some people are going to really believe that that's how you are. Art Howe was one of the nicest managers I have ever been around. I thought he was fair. I thought I have nothing but good things to say about Art Howe. So the things that showed up in that movie are things that we as players are not privy to. We're not going to be standing there if Art Howe had a conversation with Billy Beane about his contract. A player's not going to be standing there when Art Howe and Billy Beane are having a conversation in Art's office. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when I myself said, wow, I mean, they're really depicting Art a lot different than the way that I saw Art.
Right.
You know what I mean? I thought he was a genuine, good guy, a good manager. And so you tell me today that he's upset with the way he's being portrayed, so I guess he probably feeling some of the same things I kind of told you earlier, where, hey, maybe some of those things didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
But they do cast Art in a light in which I never saw him as that type of person.
Well, and one more thing, finally, you know, it's been a rough couple years for the A's, and the fans that go there now, those are the real fans. We know that the owners are trying to pull them out of Oakland. Do you have a message for those fans? Because I know they embraced you, and I know you also embraced the fans. Do you have a message for the suffering A's fans right now?
You know what? Just that there's something about staying loyal to your team.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's how I am with the Bengals. We may get our butts kicked every year, but you know what? I love the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so keep loving your team. And you know what? Everything is cyclical. The A's will come back around. They'll come back around in time. And when they do, you'll be so proud that you stayed with them. You know what I mean? And you'll walk around saying, hey, listen, I never jumped off the ship. I've always stayed as a fan. And I think there's something to be said for that.
That's David Justice, 305 home runs, great Major League Baseball player, and will always be beloved in Oakland, even though he only played there 1 year. Moneyball in theaters now. Dave Hayes, great talking to you. I hope I get a chance to talk to you again real soon, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, man. Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you very much. Dave Justice, lines are open. Come on back.